Hello everyone. In my last episode, I was speaking about nightmares of phase-gate meetings. I was mentioning that I found set-based design as a nice and effective way to handling commitments. Today, I would like to share with you a story about it. I was coaching one of CXOs in organization, let's call it M. He was the CTO, Chief Technical Officer. He was always complaining about commitments and teams are not meeting the milestones they agreed upon. So I asked him, in your opinion, how much do you think they are assuring their information and knowing what they are developing? He told me, I don't know, maybe more, maybe less. They have to go for historical data and design a good one to meet our strategic objectives. So I sat back and tell him, okay, how much can you commit in front of your board for the upcoming targets? He told me, okay, it's upon their commitment. But you know, there is always risks. That was the key. I told him, okay, why you don't try set-based design with your team? And I elaborate, set-based design is like considering multiple options in design to reach your goal or your product and eliminating poor development every time you're moving on. So let's consider it as reducing risk. He told me, okay, that could be nice. Let's discuss it more. So I started with him. In my next episode, I will continue this story for you and showing how can set-based design be effective in eliminating your poorer design and overcoming the nightmares of phase-gate meetings. This is Fadi Ismail from Cairo. Cheers.